This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston. You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. We are live here at Gannon's in Hyannis, and you are more than welcome to stop on by, get some delicious food, and say hello. Howie Carr has a big announcement to make at 1:20, so hold on for that because he's got a little teaser for his show today that you're going to want to hear. But before we get to any of that, I'm very excited about my next guest. David Marcus is a columnist and author of Charade. He writes for Fox, for the New York Post, for the Daily Wire, and you can follow him on Twitter at BlueBoxDave. Thrilled to have him on the show today. You can also hear him a lot if you listen to the Morning Wire podcast, which I highly recommend. David, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Oh, thanks for having me, and happy Labor Day, you know, to everybody, to the people who actually make the country work.
Yes, the keyboard warriors, I assume you're referring to, Dave.
Yeah, not exactly, no.
Well, we appreciate you coming on. My first question for you, I know you've been following a lot of these races. All eyes seem to be on Pennsylvania, partially because of the speeches over the last week. But I'm curious, David, what you think of this Senate race between Fetterman and Dr. Oz. Do you think Fetterman's refusal to debate is having any impact on the polls?
I do think that it is, and it's interesting because the first thing that they said was that they weren't going to do this debate because Oz's camp had been, like, disrespectful about the stroke, right? Had said something along the lines of, like, maybe he should have eaten some salads, right? Then just a couple days ago, the Fetterman camp came out and said, well, actually, he physically can't do it. That in hectic or chaotic, crowded environments, he still has issues, you know, auditory and speech issues. And yeah, that, I mean, look, everybody wants to be kind about this, but part of being a senator is debating, right? There's a point at which this starts to be a very legitimate concern for voters, and I think we've reached that point.
Yeah, and this is not the only race that seems to be switching up here, David. When I heard you today on the Morning Wire, you were referencing a few races that people should be paying attention to. Give us a little insight into which ones you think won't be as tough for Republicans as people are making it out to be.
Well, look, I think Blake Masters has made some gains in Arizona, O'Day in Colorado, Lexalt in Nevada. I think all of these are tightening. And what's strange about it is that this has happened over the past 10 days to 2 weeks, while Joe Biden's approval numbers have legitimately been sort of going up, right? So it's kind of counterintuitive. I think that, you know, what Biden has done is he's brought Democrats home by, you know, with the student loan bailout, with the climate spending bill that they call the Inflation Reduction Act, and now with this dark Brandon regime where he's going to, like, you know, light up a lightsaber and, like, take on MAGA Republicans. That's red meat to the base, right? But I'm not sure that's great for Fetterman or Warnock in Georgia. I'm not sure that's where they want to be in these swing states.
Yeah, and I'll be curious, David, to see if that speech that Biden gave is actually going to help him as far as these poll bumps that he's been getting, because I saw a lot of people saying that the reason he might have seen a little tick up in the polls is not just because of some of the legislative wins that you just mentioned, and I use the word wins loosely because some people don't consider them wins, but also because he's been on vacation a lot. And so now he's back off from vacation for a few days, and he gives this speech that was pretty much roundly denounced by sane people, at least, who could understand what actually happened in it. But do you think that speech is going to help him? I can't imagine middle-of-the-road voters want to hear about MAGA Republicans 13 times in a speech about the soul of the nation.
I think it might help him, right? But back to the previous point, I think it also is likely to hurt Senate candidates, Democrat Senate candidates, right? I think that it will, you know, Biden needed some energy. Like, Biden's own party was running away from him. Nobody would even, I mean, still would say, like, I'll support him in 2024. So if he's getting that support from the party back with these sort of far-left things that he's doing, that's going to help him in a sense politically. I don't think it helps those congressional candidates who are trying to portray themselves as moderates.
Now, David, one thing I wanted to ask you about, I know that you're based out of New York, and there was an interesting new poll from Trafalgar, and it was about Zeldin and Hochul, and this race really seems to be heating up. According to this latest poll, Zeldin could only be 4 points behind Hochul. And for a long time, I kept saying this is a real long shot. I still think it probably is. But how much do you think that the dynamics in New York right now, including crime, are affecting this race?
Oh, I've been running around like a chicken with my head cut off, trying to say to editors, like, we got to talk about this race. Like, there's a real race here. There's a race. And say, look at the polls. No. So, you know, the polls are catching back up. I'm hoping in the next week or two to get out on the trail and have a look at what Zeldin's actually doing out there on the trail. But, yeah, look, there's openings here. There's the crime issue. There's the horrid, horrid COVID response that Kathy Hochul was a big part of here in New York. So, you know, part of the problem, and you know this being in New England, Northeast Republicans are a little, sometimes they sort of apologize for it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm one of the good ones. I'm not one of the crazy ones. And I think candidates, Dr. Oz and like Lee Zeldin, need to get out of that mindset. Just be conservatives. You don't have to apologize for it anymore.
Yeah, and you don't have to answer for every conservative on the face of the planet. I think that's another mistake, too. Like, conservatives are always expected to answer, oh, do you condemn what this conservative said? I would just say, listen, I'm focused on my own race. Go ask somebody else, because that's a trap in and of itself.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. You know, but even within that, I mean, don't run away from it. I just think that the way that the party is shifting, the fact that the party has attracted so many more working class voters, so many more diverse voters, they're looking for something different. They're not looking for the think tank answer. They're looking for the politician who will be responsive to them. And that's what I think. I think if Zeldin and if Oz and if these candidates in the Northeast are able to appeal to that, it'll accrue to their benefit.
I'm speaking with David Marcus, and I would love to know your take on this new tactic from some Democrats where they're trying to kind of boost these extreme, you know, ultra-MAGA, I don't know what you'd call them, candidates, and then hoping that they'll beat them when the time comes. Do you think this is a good idea from Democrats, or do you think this is going to backfire?
Well, I mean, the first thing that I'd say is that it absolutely undermines their ridiculous argument that, you know, this is going to be the end of the country if these people take over, right? I mean, if you think these people are literally Nazis, then you're not going to roll this dice, right? You're not going to roll the dice to maybe put them in power. So it totally gives the lie to that. But beyond that, look, I don't know. In some races, it'll probably work. In some races, it'll probably, you know, backfire. Politics is a dirty game. And you know, I think that's one of the things that we just kind of have to accept, given the nature of our system. So, look, it's a roll of the dice. I do think the most important aspect of it, though, is just to remember, like, the next time they tell you that this MAGA candidate is going to destroy the Republic, you can't say that if you're slipping them, you know, $40,000 under the table.
It's a really good point. David Marcus, before we let you go, what do you think, I know you talk to a lot of people, especially in New York, and what do you think is the, you know, the top three concerns on voters' minds right now?
I would say in the state as a whole, and New York City is about half the state, so, I mean, crime is obviously a huge one. Rent and the price of everything, just like everywhere in the United States, is a huge one. And I do think a sleeping one that Zeldin hasn't managed to tap into yet is education. And I hope that he starts to explore that a little more, because speaking as a parent in New York and someone who knows a lot of parents in New York, there's a lot of frustration that he could address. So.
Yeah, and we've seen that the education issue can really mobilize voters, so it could be another way for him to get a bump. David Marcus, can you tell people where they can find you and where they can read all of your excellent work?
I'm Blue Box Dave at Twitter. I don't know. I write at all kinds of places. I did want to say before I go, Grace, that, you know, speaking for the rest of the country, now that the Patriots are moving into, like, a winter of discontent, we all feel really badly for you after the tough 20 years that you guys have had.
All right. So, you know, I ask you to come on the show, and this is what I get.
Know that you're at our hearts, Grace.
Thanks so much, David, for coming on, and happy Labor Day to you. And we will be back with more. We'll take your calls. Do you agree with David Marcus? Do you think that this could all – I'm looking at these polls, and I know I keep hearing about how the red wave is fading out, but I think that is wishful thinking on the part of the mainstream media. They're trying to depress the Republican voting base, and I don't think it's going to work. We will be right back with more of your calls, and Howie Carr is going to give us a little announcement, a little programming update for all of you. We are at Gannon's Tavern in Hyannis, and you can come see us. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack is back. We still get asked all the time, does it really work? The answer is yes. Jared, tell everybody why you love the Thunderstorm Air Purifier.
I love the Thunderstorm Air Purifier for my allergies. I have seasonal allergies that last all year long. And the Thunderstorm is great because what it does is it actually purifies the air, just like in the name, air purifier. It eliminates allergens and pollutants in the air, and in the same way it does for odors and even some viruses. It doesn't cover things up. It doesn't make it smell flowery. No, it actually eliminates those elements and gives you clean, fresh air to breathe.
Absolutely, and it's small, and like Jared said, it's easy to use. There's no wires, doesn't take up a lot of space. It's quiet, but it works really well. So if you're a value shopper like Jared or Paul Rizzo or Dr. Matt, then you want to hop on and get this 3-pack deal. All you have to do to get the 3-pack today is go to EdenPureDeals.com. Put in code word GRACE3. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word GRACE3. When we come back, we're going to talk to Howie Carr, and I also want to talk a little bit about the IRS. Because remember we were told, oh, they're only going after the billionaires, the bazillionaires. Well, that might not be true, believe it or not. We'll be right back with your calls. Don't go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Hi, it's Toby from Cape Gunworks. I'm taking all your firearm and self-defense questions every Tuesday. Join Grace and me for 2A Tuesday, Tuesdays at 2 p.m.
Grace Curley. She's here for the love.
Would I rather be feared or loved? Easy, both. I want people to be afraid of how much they love me.
You know, the left and the media can say that Dr. Oz is pouncing and seizing and weaponizing on Fetterman refusing to debate, but there's no denying that there's a lot of questions about his past stances. I mean, the guy's flip-flopped quite a bit on fracking, on climate change. They call it, though, when a Democrat is flip-flopping, it's called an evolution. I'm reading here, it says, John Fetterman's evolution on climate change, fracking, and the environment. Well, I would like to hear about the evolution on the debate stage. That's the best place for him to explain said evolution. Joining me now is a man who doesn't have a lot of evolutions. He tends to stay with his original opinions. Howie Carr joins us now. Woo! Howie, thanks for coming on.
A guy like John Fetterman, who's never had a real job, how does he spend Labor Day? It's kind of like every other day, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like if Christmas were every day, you know? You can't really appreciate it.
Right.
Howie, thanks for coming on the show. You wanted to promote a little something you'll be doing later on.
Yes, well, we're going to have from 6 to 7 tonight, we'll be taking calls from the candidates who were in contested fights in Massachusetts for the primary day. And if any of the candidates, I know there are some of the candidates are from this area, if they want to come down to Gannon's Tavern, a.k.a. Bud's Country Lounge, they can they go to the front of the line.
Oh, in person gets the primo spot. That makes sense.
That's right. But you know, the other thing we're going to do today is, I promise this,
He has his magic. He has a prop, okay? The man never goes anywhere without a good prop.
I have the magic eight ball here. And this is where Ted Kennedy, this was his one of his haunts.
Was it?
In life. So we're going to try to get him, find out if it's his haunt afterlife.
Oh.
I believe it's written in the stars that he's going to appear here today.
Are you a clairvoyant?
Yes.
Do you know
something about spirits.
You do.
Yes, I used to pour spirits when I was in college.
I know, and I always say if there's anyone I wouldn't want to have pour me a drink because I feel like you'd be very stingy on the booze, it would be Howie Carr.
Not me. Not as long as we're running a cash tab.
Hey, Howie, give us a little update on what you think's going on with Doty versus Deal, because I know you get a lot of heat every time you talk about it.
We got by the way, if you want to go to HowieCarrShow.com right now, it's the lead column. I wrote a long column about the fight, and I think Doty's got a lead right now. I mean, actually, from the mail-in ballots, he went after the mail-in ballots. Deal was riding his pony around in East Bridgewater. So I don't know how it's going to turn out, but everybody's got to get out to vote and think about it. Read my column at HowieCarrShow.com. It says Deal Me Out, and you can check it out right now. We're going to have a good time today talking about everything. And again, this could be a very clairvoyant moment here at Bud's Country Lounge. You know, many times spirits like to return to where they had some of their great moments. And I don't know if Ted remembers any of the moments he had here at Bud's Country Lounge, but I'm getting emanations.
I swear.
The Magic 8-Ball says so. Will Ted be here this afternoon?
We got a real...
Most assuredly, says the Magic 8-Ball.
If I didn't know any better, I would say you were the theater major. You love the drama. Hey, Howie, stay right here because I want you to answer this poll question. Global unrest is battering the food supply chain and the energy markets, and it's incumbent on you to be prepared. So get ready with ReadyWise. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie10 to get 10% off your next purchase. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
How do you cast your ballot? Early voting, election day, or mail-in voting?
I'm going to say election day. I love election day. I get the sticker. I go in. I say hi to some people. And it feels good. It's my civic duty. So I'm going to say election day. What about you, Howie?
I'm an election day person.
Yeah.
85% of the audience says election day. 10% for early voting and 5% for mail-in voting.
It's weird because there was a lot more. This is just this audience because there was a lot more mail-in voting, actually, than there was early voting.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Howie, another story that I've been focused on here is we were all told that the Inflation Reduction Act, and you can feel it working because everything's gone down to 0% inflation, according to Joe Biden. We were told that this was great, it's going to be great for all of us, and then we saw some of the pork. And one of the pork proponents was, we were going to get 87,000 new IRS agents. And we all said, that's exactly what we need. That is what we need. And then we were told, don't worry, they're not going to be focused on you. They're only going to be focused on the mega, mega, mega billionaires. Well, I read this today in Bloomberg. The IRS is coming for your income. Entrepreneurs and small business owners.
Also known as babysitters.
It's true.
Right?
Yeah, I know you're right. It's kids trying to make a buck. I remember my hairdresser, she told me at one point that they had to stop using Venmo because they're just cracking down on all these types of things. Who use services such as Venmo, PayPal, eBay, and Airbnb are about to find their digital payments facing more scrutiny.
By the way, how's that IRS investigation of Hunter Biden for income tax evasion? I think your babysitter will be indicted before Hunter Biden.
Your babysitter will be in cuffs before Hunter Biden. Yeah, that is for sure. And there was a really good piece. I read a little bit of it earlier from Miranda Devine, how Tony Bobulinski has a tie-in with Tim Tebow. I guess Tim Tebow was involved in interviewing Tony Bobulinski, and the phone never rang. He said, we'll get back to you. when you have to come in again. And Tony Bobulinski never got a call from Mr. Tebow.
If these FBI agents had been in charge in the 1930s, John Dillinger would still be out there robbing banks.
We'll be right back. We're going to talk a little bit about the special master and the Mar-a-Lago FBI raid. We're here at Gannon's Tavern in Hyannis. Happy Labor Day. Come on by. Be right back.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. We are here at Gannon's Tavern in Hyannis. We got a great crowd here. Everybody's having so much fun already. And we're going to be talking to Justin Manning in the 2 o'clock about the real estate market. I know people have a lot of questions for him, and so we'll take your calls when we have Justin online. As of right now, we have breaking news. A judge has granted Trump's request for a special master after the Mar-a-Lago raid. I don't know what that means as far as what kind of leaks we're going to get out of the DOJ now. Maybe there'll be we'll see some of those empty folders with Cheeto smudges all over the front of it that say top secret. You know, must be careful with these documents, and they're completely empty. But this is good news. This is good news for Trump. A Florida judge has granted former President Donald Trump's request for a special master to oversee the document review of the material seized in the August raid of Mar-a-Lago. Judge Aileen Cannon ruled in the Trump team's favor after last week's filings from both the Department of Justice and Trump on the matter. This is really incredible to watch. I mean, the fallout from this Mar-a-Lago raid. I don't know if Attorney General Merrick Garland didn't think people were going to be paying attention, or, you know, if maybe he's so stuck in his own bubble of D.C. elites that he thought this was going to play well. But I think, if anything, it has just re-energized Donald Trump. If you saw him on Saturday, he did not look like a man who was down and out. He actually looked very optimistic and hopeful. And he did say, though, that I don't think he's going to announce whether or not he's running until after the primaries in, I'm sorry, after the midterms in November. And I think that's a smart move. I do think that's a smart move. I think it helps out some Republicans who are trying to walk back their positions a little bit in order to appeal to moderate voters. If you haven't seen, Blake Masters did that. He started taking down some stuff from his website that was further to the right to try to win over some of those middle of the road. And you can argue and say, you shouldn't do that, you should just stick with what you know, but it's politics, and you do have to win over some people on the fence. Now, I don't think, like I mentioned, that Joe Biden did that in his speech. I think he definitely threw some red meat, though, to his base, who seemed very happy about what he had to say. Another thing that I noticed over the weekend, and I know Joe was on vacation, but I believe he was at his beach house for the millionth time in the past couple of months. I noticed that his account on Twitter, they're very excited about this cancellation of student loan debt, or as they like to call it, student loan forgiveness. And they started tweeting out some text messages that Joe Biden gets from people. And they're really lovely text messages. I wish we got these kind of text messages on the text line. I don't get anything this kind. I get more hate mail on our text line. But people were writing, "Thank you, Mr. President. At 51 years old, my husband and I can finally start saving for our first home." That was one of the more moderate ones. Some of them were just gushing over Joe Biden. And he retweets it and says, "Take a look at this message I received. Because of student loan forgiveness, Americans will be able to crawl out from under unsustainable debt and finally start thinking about saving for their first home." So he's taking a victory lap. He's not responsible for inflation, for gas prices, for the fentanyl crisis, for the southern border. But the 10K and student loan forgiveness, and he's tweeting out his own pat on the back. Like, don't break your arm trying to give yourself a pat on the back there, Joe. 844-500-4242. So my question...
The amazing thing about that is we still don't know how it works. People still don't know how they're getting this $10,000, but they can all of a sudden magically save for houses. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, you know, I do have an inside source, Jared, on this. A friend of mine, not going to name names here, but a friend of mine did send me the email that she received from, I'll just say, Big Brother, I guess, who was saying, hey, if you want to take us up on that 10K of forgiveness, you don't need to do anything yet, but, you know, the wheels are in motion. And I would just offer up to everyone, I don't blame anyone for getting in on it. You know, if they're offering, and everyone here is nodding along, yeah, if they're offering 10K and everybody else is going to get it taken off, I'm not saying you should try to be a hero. If you're eligible to get the 10K erased, basically, forgiven, I'm sorry, let me use the proper terminology. What I will say is, be very cautious of what you're signing on to. Read the fine print.
And check to see if your state is one of the states that's going to charge income tax on that forgiven money.
Yeah, you know, Jared, that old expression, there's no such thing as a free lunch. I don't think the Democrats have heard that often enough, but I would warn younger people that they might start putting you in invisible handcuffs with some of this, you know, back and forth with these loans. So just be wary. That's all I'm saying. Because as I mentioned before, we were told the IRS was only going to start investigating billionaires, and now we find out they're coming for Venmo. I don't think Elon Musk is making a lot of transfers on Venmo. I think he has different ways of moving around his money. I know a lot of young people who are trying to get by who use Venmo. And one thing I'll tell you right now, they're not billionaires. They're not even like Bernie Sanders millionaires.
A lot of people even pay rent now on Venmo. So
they do. I have a feeling Venmo is going to take a hit from all of this. You know, a lot of older people, though, Jared, have never liked Venmo. Do you notice that? You tell older people, hey, want to Venmo me? And they say, my mom is one of them. She'll say, I don't trust that. I don't like the money going over the interwebs. And I'm thinking, huh?
Well, there's been a couple times where I've had to use PayPal or Venmo for a certain reason, but I always, immediately after the transaction, I will always pull back and delete my card that I needed so there's nothing on file hanging out there.
That doesn't surprise me about you, Jared. You're very cautious.
Right.
My favorite Venmo type of story ever, and it's not just because I'm a credulous boomer rube, is when Hunter Biden was Venmoing the prostitutes their money, and he was sending, and I might get the amount off, but it was something like 5K or 10K, right? And he's sending it to this prostitute, this lady of the night. I don't know what the correct terminology is there. But he's doing that thing, again, not to call my mom out here, but it's the old person double tap. It's like double tap, double tap, double tap, where they get impatient. He's freaking out. He doesn't know why the money's not going through for this prostitute, and he's double tapping it over and over and over again. Then it turns out he pays her like four times more than he planned. Then he starts texting her saying, you got to send me that money back. If I'm that woman, I'm thinking, bro, that's not happening. I'm sorry that you had a technical glitch with your Venmo, but that, you know what that sounds like? If I'm that woman, not my problem. That's what that sounds like. But that's why you got to be careful. You got to be patient. Don't double tap things. 844-500-4242. Hey, Jared, while I have you there, what is your, I shouldn't say prediction. I don't want to put you on the spot. But you've been in the studio. You've been here when we've done these segments with the callers. What do you think is going to happen tomorrow in Massachusetts as far as this deal Doty thing goes?
Right now, I think Doty is in the lead, and I think he may end up holding on.
Really?
Yeah. I like both candidates. I mean, I know that sounds so middle of the road, but I know and like both candidates. But right now, everything looks like it's in Doty's favor. And like you said, in Massachusetts, your more moderate Republican tends to do better.
Yeah, and you know, we were just talking about Fetterman not debating, and I do think that debates, yeah, there's a lot of grandstanding that goes on. And sure, like when we talk about presidential debates, nobody thought that those were on the level. Nobody thinks that when Chuck Wallace is moderating a debate that you're going to get anything fair. But even so, it's important to get out there because by the same token, I'll tell you this much. A lot of people did not like Donald Trump until that first debate when he was running for president. And then all of a sudden, he started dumping on Jeb Bush and Ted Cruz. And people were like, whoa, this is like professional wrestling. What is happening here? Who is this guy? So debates can change the momentum of some of these races. And in Massachusetts, you have Jeff Diehl, who didn't want to debate on Howie's show. You had Chris Doty, who didn't want to debate on Jeff Cooner. Maybe they both have their own reasons for that. Maybe you're seen as, Howie, you're seen as kind of like too in one camp and Cooner's too much in the other. But at one point they did debate on Howie's show. But John Keller also offered for WBZ and they wouldn't debate there. So that's kind of a problem for Jeff Diehl. 844-500-4242. 978 says, Grace, here's a positive, upbeat text message for you. Thank you so much for working on Labor Day. Well, 978, you can thank Howie Carr for that because he decides when we come in for work. And the mailroom manager, she's here as well, so you can thank her. No, but I'm really happy to be here. It's a great day. We're at Gannon's Tavern in Hyannis. And it's a fun day to be working because everyone's in a good mood. They have the day off. What's not to love? They're enjoying the food. They're getting cheeseburgers and wings and drinks, and we're having a great time. 617 says, Biden is celebrating the dignity of the American worker live now. Oh, no. Jared, is he live right now?
I will have to check. I know Kamala is in town for some Labor Day, Labor Union, something or other with Marty, I believe. So we'll have to see if Joe's talking.
With Walsh Marty. It's a big day for him. This is Walsh Marty's biggest day of the year. He's got to come out and really explain how well everything's going. You know, it's funny that you say that, Jared, because I read that Kamala Harris was here in Boston, and I didn't, for some reason, I thought that Joe would celebrate Labor Day by taking the day off. I thought that he would really...
That's what every other day is for, Grace.
Yeah, I thought he would really... It reminds me of the You, Me, and Dupree, Jared, that you know I always talk about when he says, I'm not a workhorse. Coincidentally, what's your policy on Columbus Day? And they say, we don't celebrate it. Really? You don't celebrate it? That's what I always think of with Joe Biden on Labor Day.
Yeah, Joe is, quote-unquote, live in Wisconsin right now talking. So we'll have some cuts from that later.
I already know what it's going to be. He's going to say, the most important word my dad ever said to me, dignity, dignity, Joey, baby dignity, honey. That's all he's going to say. Phil, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Phil.
Hey, good afternoon. I got a first time I've called your show. Before I get to one I want to talk to, I want to give a shout out to one of your advertisers. I don't know if it's yours or Howie's, but I went to the Quahog Republic down in Falmouth.
Darn, yeah, that's Howie's.
Burger. Darn good burger, and I got to tell you, the poutine side was better than any poutine I've had in Montreal.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you, Phil, for that. What do you want to say?
All right, so I think it's interesting. I think this whole Mar-a-Lago thing is going to backfire because Hillary's out there now selling hats, but her emails, so she's like monetizing the fact that she broke the law. And it's just, it's going to be a contrast that's going to be really, really hard for the FBI to get away from. I mean, Hillary, you know, had classified emails, was breaking phones in the basement of her house, and they did nothing about it. And that was in direct violation of numerous federal laws. And this is just too opaque. And if they try to go after him, I think it's going to backfire. It's going to be more the backfire like they did with the deplorables.
Yeah, so in case anyone missed what Phil's talking about, I agree with you, Phil. She, right afterwards, it was actually suspiciously quick how she had all these hats ready that said, but her emails, .. basically making fun of people who have always pointed out that Hillary Clinton got a pass for her email server. Now, the thing that I think scarier than that is how much of Hillary we've been seeing. She's got this new show, Gutsy Woman, Women. She's when the Finnish prime minister got in trouble for that dancing party that she had, where she was a little risque, you know, dancing around with her friends, Hillary wasted no time posting a photo of, you know what Hillary is, Jared? She's the girl who gets married, and then every single thing after that goes back to the pictures of her wedding. Like, happy birthday, Mom. Here's a picture of you at my wedding. Right. Happy birthday to my best friend. Here she is at my wedding. Here's me in my wedding dress, and she's, you know, in the background somewhere. That's Hillary Clinton. Any opportunity, she makes it about herself. But the reason I'm nervous is because I think she might be running for president. Yeah, I said it. We'll be right back. We'll take the rest of your calls here. The Democrat surveillance state is here. 87,000 new armed non-law enforcement IRS agents. Why does America need that? The liar said no new taxes on individuals making under $400,000. I just read you that story about the IRS going after Venmo. We paid attention to the 400K and they slipped this under our noses. They will soon control all aspects of your life with armed agents rummaging through every dime you've ever spent. Friends, this is no joke. This is for real, as Joe Biden would say. Come on, man. You traded thousands of hours of time building your nest egg, and now you have to protect it. You need this now. Get Monetary Gold's new guide, 5 Money Mistakes That Could Crush Your Retirement in the Next 6 Months. Call Monetary Gold now. There is no time to delay. Call 888-617-7994 and get 5 Money Mistakes That Could Crush Your Retirement in the Next 6 Months. That's 888-617-7994. It's 888-617-7994. Time is of the essence. We will be right back with your calls. We're at Gannon's Tavern in Hyannis. Don't go anywhere. This is the Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. She's the friend you never knew you needed.
What? Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Okay, make that best friend. It's Grace Curley.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. We are at Gannon's Tavern in Hyannis, and we are having a great time. We have a lot of people on the lines who want to talk about the IRS. I'm sure they want to call in and say, I'm so happy that we're going to have 87,000 new IRS agents. That worked out so well for the Tea Party movement under Barack Obama. Let's go to Jerry. You're first up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Jerry.
Good afternoon and happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
So if you give me a second here, Grace, I want to explain to you a boomer rube, incredulous boomer rube, who doesn't do PayPal, doesn't do Venmo, and thinks he has sound reasons for that. And it's a warning. And that warning is the government's trying to get a stranglehold on person-to-person commerce. Once they're able to do that, then we are all in trouble. And how are they going to do that? Well, if they can shut down the internet, if you only do your banking, your paying, or all that stuff, if you do it digitally, the government can squeeze that network and you won't have access to your cash. Right now, they can't lock every bank. If you got money in the bank, let's say you got money in a safety deposit box, you've got an opportunity to get that money out of a safety deposit box before the poop hits the fan. If all your money is in crypto, or if it is associated with a bank account and you do it digitally, the government can strangle you and you know, bend you to their will because what was yours is now theirs.
And Jerry, that's why a lot of people think that Biden is pushing for this digital money, is that response right there. But something else I'll tell you is I can't see Jared right now because he's in Needham, but I just know for a fact that Jared is nodding along to everything you're saying.
Right, Jared's, in agreement, yep.
Jared's been talking about this for years at this point, and we'll dedicate more time to this topic because you're right, and I'm not denying it. I mean, I know I poke fun at the boomer rubes, but cash is king. There's no doubt about it. I just wanted to give people a heads up here. We're going to do something a little different in the 2 o'clock. It is Labor Day. Going to lighten it up a little bit. We're going to have Justin Manning on, and I'm looking at Justin right now. I don't think he knows I'm going to do this, but normally, I would just ask Justin my questions, but recently when I brought up real estate or, you know, any of these things about the market, I get a lot of questions from people for Justin. So I'm going to open up the lines right now. If you have a real estate question, we're going to have an expert on at 205 that can take your questions live on the air. The number is 844-500-4242. Get on the line now, whether it be about a house you're trying to sell or maybe a house you're trying to buy. Now is the time to ask. You don't often get an expert for, you know, a good 15 minutes to just ask them anything you want. So get on the lines, 844-500-4242. We are at Gannon's Tavern in Hyannis celebrating Labor Day with all of our friends here. Everyone's having a great time. Give yourselves a round of applause, everybody. And when we come back, We're going to talk to Justin Manning from JJ Manning Auctioneers, and he'll answer all of your real estate questions. But get on the lines now. 844-500-4242. Talking real estate when we come back. This is the Grace Curley Show.